just going to run back yesterday's show. Thanks for listening this morning. We'll be back on Monday.
Perfect. That works for everybody. People liked it yesterday, I guess, right? Good show yesterday. Good job by Matt. Good job by Dusty. Good job by you guys. And everybody celebrating Travis Kelce's time here in Kansas City. We had a fun day yesterday.
Yeah, you did all right.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't do anything yesterday.
You're part of it. It's a team sport.
Yeah, right.
It's not. No I in team here, but no, appreciate everybody that reached out yesterday. I'm glad we made a little bit of a fun day on Thursday. Shout
awesome.
Out to People Magazine. Shout out to E! News, all the above for joining the show as well and loving anything that says Taylor Swift next to it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, right? The Andy Reid interview yesterday made People Magazine. You said it made E! News as well last night. And, you know, I was reading the article on People Magazine about us yesterday. They did a really nice job. I'll give them a lot of credit, man, putting the show link in there and everything. Like a really nice write-up in People Magazine about what was said. But it just goes to show you what people care about. And, you know, I don't know if I get defensive anymore or whatever the term is when people get mad when we talk about Taylor Swift, right? Well, you're talking out here, focus on sports, and it's not that much, but we get a couple of, you know, you get a couple of hardos every once in a while that get ticked off about that kind of stuff, Tony Dungy. But you have to understand, this is what the people care about, man. Like, we had a 4-hour show yesterday about Travis Kelce and celebrating Travis Kelce, and the one thing that everybody, you know, glammed onto nationally was what Andy Reid would ask Taylor Swift or tell Taylor Swift at the wedding if he was given a toast for Travis Kelce, right? Like, that's what people want to know about. And so when we talk about Taylor Swift, it's what people are talking about, man. It's what everybody talks about when it comes to the NFL. How's your team doing? Will Taylor Swift be at the game tonight? And other than that, there's not many more big conversations that surround this league and continues to prove it. I assume the E! News had the Taylor Swift stuff as well. It wasn't necessarily about Josh
Simmons.
Same
article.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if they picked up like Josh Simmons maybe having a day in 15 years or something like that. But Taylor moves the needle, man. She moves the needle more than anything.
No doubt. I think Andy Reid said she's the most popular woman on earth now that the queen passed away.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, dude.
It's true.
I didn't know Andy Reid knew the queen passed away.
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago, I think. Yeah, I think it was about 2 years. I had her dead like hours before she died. So yeah, the queen died, and Josh was like, no, she didn't. Not yet. A couple hours later, queen had passed away. So
you called it.
I did. I
nailed that one.
Yeah.
96.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Salvador Perez will hit a home run at Target Field in the next three games. Guaranteed. No, but we were riding high yesterday after the show, had a lot of fun, and then Bob and I almost saw a guy completely kill five people on the highway.
I mean, it was unbelievable yesterday.
You saw my hands. You were behind me.
Yeah.
So 69 going into 435,
yeah.
Right, the new construction area.
Mm-hmm.
This guy.
Well, it ain't new anymore.
Well, you'd think.
Yeah.
So they've got these high risers in the right lane with arrows that say right lane's closed. Please get over. If you can't read this, stay not driving. And this guy wipes over into the right lane where there's like four construction workers on this high riser. And he's right in front of me.
No, he's in a closed lane.
Yeah. No, he gets over and it's literally like cones.
Whoa.
And I'm
he
just
swerves.
Bob's right behind me. And I put my hands like, what is this guy doing? And he's right in front of me and then comes right back in and cuts me off.
Oh, my God.
Bob's behind me. We almost didn't make it home.
Yeah, I mean, it was bad yesterday. These mooks driving around anymore, man. God. Like, put your damn phone down. Every single person that I roll up to now that's driving erratically. I had a guy right before we had this idiot yesterday slam on his brakes on 69. Just stop. Just stop for no apparent reason. Slow down to like 40. So I almost rear-ended the guy. And so I'm on the horn honking to him. And then this idiot that, you know, in front of Dusty literally switches lanes into a lane that's blocked off with cones and proceeds to drive down that lane and then realize, wait a second, this is a closed lane. Let me cut back in. People don't know where they're going anymore. People are idiots. And you know, when we were kids, we knew where we were going because we did not have a damn phone. So we always knew. And I don't let my kids have the phone when they drive. Go get lost and figure out how to get home. Figure out where you are, how to get home. It's not that hard to get around Kansas City. It's numbers, it's names. It's not hard at all to figure this thing out. But people are idiots. They're on their phone constantly. And then they're ending up in closed lanes of traffic, causing accidents for everybody else. And that's the problem. Put your damn phone down. Figure out where you're going. Learn how to drive a damn automobile before you get behind the wheel. I mean, it really is absolutely disgusting to watch some of these drivers out there on the road. And yesterday, I mean, that guy was like putting on a clown show. If I wasn't on the road, I'd be laughing like this was some kind of made-for-TV event.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we were driving and Bob had his windows down. So, of course, I rolled my window down. I go, what the hell was he? Like shouting,
yelling at each other in two lanes of traffic.
Because Bob laid down his horn. And I was like, I hope he's not honking at me. No, talking to the guy in front of us that almost killed five people.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it, man. Yeah, it's like, he says, lane closed. Get in the next lane.
It doesn't even say lane closed. It's got a bunch of cones up there, too. Like, you have to be a dope, like, literally dead from the neck up to miss that lane was closed.
Well, he's in a hurry.
Well, he's on the phone. He's got to send an important Facebook post and see how many likes he got. He got 3 likes on that post yesterday. It's big for that guy.
Rocking a cutoff.
Was he? Oh, I didn't see. Nice. Oh, was he?
Cutoff. Sig.
Oh, did he have a sig too?
It smelled like it. Yeah.
I don't even remember what car he was driving. Now, it was like a red Jeep or something, if I'm not mistaken.
He looked like the guy that Ace Ventura steals the Shih Tzu from in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Where he like beats Ace Ventura's car up with a bat. Yeah. That's what that guy looked like. Yeah. Hungry fella. There you go.
Not surprised. That's what that guy looked like yesterday.
But happy official first Red Friday.
That's right.
We're all in red. Brett Veastown.
We got it, baby.
A Chief shirt. Matt Patrick Mahomes.
Back's in a Chief shirt every day, though, so I'm not sure how this is any different from Tuesday.
And I went with the red sports bar Maloney's.
Yeah, let's go. You got it. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought this was going to be silver. I kid, Rob.
For second place, yeah.
But no, this is
Earl's has got the gold.
Is this the day you can go to McDonald's and get the How About Those Chiefs flag?
Oh, no.
That's in the first regular season.
Yeah, we would have been hearing about that.
We just got a 4-week tease. Yeah, because normally like Clark and his family will go to certain McDonald's and like stand in the drive-thru and hand them out.
Yeah.
I need one of those flags.
So how about the Chiefs?
That's a different promotion. So
yeah, but like still, you get a Big Mac. If someone gets sacked, right?
That should be a show thing.
I don't know if that's a preseason thing. I don't know if any of this stuff applies to the preseason. Gotcha. Quite honestly,
because we should do that Monday afterwards. We have to go get a Big Mac, and we just eat them and talk about the game and do like a little video.
As long as they pay us for it, we'll be more than happy to do it.
Looking at you, McDonald's. But no, it is a Red Friday. We have a game on Saturday. There were 3 games last night. Yeah. I didn't watch a single one of them.
I watched 2 of those games last night.
Joe
a little
Burrow,
bit
man.
Of two.
MVP.
MVP.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah. MVP. He's
10
all
to 12,
over
177, 2 touchdowns.
He, Joe Burrow needs to be your fantasy quarterback this year because their defense is total ass.
Terrible.
And it whatever worse than ass is, that's what the Bengals defense is. And
BBL
stinky. Yeah, it really is. I mean, we were watching it a little bit last night, and that I think that was the first team Bengals defense. Hell if I know, but I was on the Cincinnati broadcast last night watching the Bengal propaganda, and boy, was it propaganda last night. The announcer said they expect this defense. What did I text you guys to be? A menace or something like that?
Like people are going to be scared of them.
Scared of them. It's going to be one of the best defenses in the NFL or something like that. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, you really are like gargling the sweet Kool-Aid of the Bengals, because obviously you're the play-by-play guy for the preseason game, and it's a 3-hour propaganda special about the football team. But when he said people are going to, you know, think the defense is going to be really good this year in Cincinnati, I almost threw up. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then the Eagles, led by some guy, Chase Freely, or whoever the hell it was playing quarterback last night, just moved right down the field like a knife through hot butter on that Bengals defense. And it's got our sister station in Philadelphia asking if that guy should be a starter in the NFL.
Oh,
that's where we are after preseason game number 1 last night.
Yeah, Tanner McKee could start if every defense he played was college level, like the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, Tanner McKee could start.
Yeah.
So Tanner McKee and Will Shipley just straight
Will
down.
Shipley Will ripped off a 38-yard run on the second play of the game against the number 1 Bengals defense yesterday.
Nah, Trey Henderson wasn't there.
Oh, that's fair.
One
guy.
He'd have made the difference of everything last night. Like that was brutal watching the Bengals defense last night.
If I'm Trey Henderson, I am sitting on a couch with a smile on my face.
Oh, hell yeah. I ain't going back anytime soon. So you saw that last night. You saw A.Q. Shipley rip off a run and Tanner McGee go out there and throw 17 touchdown passes. You need me more than I need you at this point in time.
It's like when Chris Jones saw the Chiefs lose that Detroit Lions game. He's like, all right, maybe we should get something figured out. Trey Henderson last night's like, all right, well, how bad do you want it?
Yep.
You want me back? I can come back if you'd like. But if not, I'll sit here and wait while you guys get torched every single game. Preseason games don't matter.
Right.
Tonight, a slew of games, right? Tonight, there's a bunch of preseason games, but the one that matters is tomorrow night, which is at 7 o'clock. You can hear that here, only here on 96.5 The Fan as the Chiefs take on Bob's favorite quarterback, Kyler Murray.
That's right.
And his favorite wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Do you think either of those guys will play in this game?
They
really should. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase was out there doing his thing last night. Nice touchdown pass by him.
Four for 77 and a touchdown.
I mean, really nice night for Ja'Marr Chase against the Philadelphia second stringers that were out there. But tomorrow's going to be fun for a little bit anyway. Like I was thinking about this, like the Giants play Buffalo tonight and Josh Allen isn't playing, but like you want to watch every quarterback in that game. The least quarterback that you want to watch is Russell Wilson in that game. And then Jameis Winston, who the Giants continue to put out a video every day that Winston is doing something in camp and whatnot. And then you've got Jackson Dart and Tommy DeVito and like that weird quarterback room in New York. That may be one to stick around for to watch the entire game of, because it's going to be very entertaining from a quarterback perspective. But for us, man, all I care about is nobody getting hurt in these preseason games. Right? We saw it yesterday as Binkley texted me, Adalberto Richardson got hurt again. That's Binkley's text to me yesterday.
Adalberto's, the wonderful breakfast burrito place.
But that Richardson, I don't know what was bent more to the right angle. Richardson's finger last night or that guy's leg in that Ravens game, man.
I'm surprised you shared that with us because you're anti-injury.
Oh.
And I'm like, Bob's either been in the garage too long and this doesn't affect him right now.
Bad.
Normally I'll send you guys like, hey, did you see this knee injury? And Bob's like, not opening it, next. And I'm like, yeah, dude. I'm like, it's gross. And then he'll come in the next morning and be like, why did I open that? And then last night I'm sitting there on the couch with family as we're watching TV. And I look down and I'm like, that is not normal. That is a 90 degree break. And you can tell there's pure panic in that guy's face. Cause I mean, if I saw that, I would just pass out.
I thought it was far enough away in the video where I could watch that, you know? So that's why I sent it. It wasn't like an up close one, like you get on TV sometimes where you can, you know, too close for comfort, basically.
Right.
That one was far enough away. It was from some guy in the crowd. So it's oh my God, look at that leg. I've never seen something like that. So major injuries last night all over the NFL in these preseason games, right?
Yeah, so Daniel Jones is the starter in Indianapolis.
That's right. Looks that way. Yeah. That'll could you be imagine sure. being a Colts fan? Seriously, think about this. Being a Colts fan and sitting there and watching your quarterback battle between Adalberto Richardson as Binkley put it, and Daniel Jones. You got to be some sick individual to be a Colts fan.
All right, guys, I'm back in this preseason. Let's do it.
Woo!
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose.
That's my favorite part.
Edgar Allen Woes.
Let's give him Edgar Allen Woes. It's really Woes, good. Dude. Who won the game last night?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure the Ravens won. I'm pretty sure the Ravens won, Philadelphia won, and Seattle won.
Philadelphia definitely won because the Bengals gave up like 24 points in 10 seconds to end the first half yesterday, which was fantastic. Their defense sucks, by the way. Just so you know, I'm going to say that again. The Bengals defense, not very
terrible.
Good. It really bad.
Worse than last season.
It really is.
I think it might be worse than last year.
I mean, it was gross last night. So, yeah, if you're a fantasy football player, draft every Bengal offensive weapon because they have to put up numbers this year in order for them to win games. It's 2019 Kansas City Chiefs all over again.
Cardinal starters are going to play. Kyler Murray will play in his first preseason game since 2021. Mm-hmm. Marvin Harrison Jr. will also start. He played three preseason snaps last year is what this said. He ran one route. Marvin Harrison Jr. I hate this new trend. I hate that.
Well, but you saw, you know, the Bengals using guys yesterday
because, for the first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they
no
one else did. Yeah. And then fine. The Eagles don't need to play their starters. But no. I mean, I just don't. That should be a normal thing.
No doubt.
I feel bad for the people who spend money on these preseason games.
What a scam. I don't feel bad. I think it's a good way to take like a young kid.
It is for the kids. Yeah. Yeah. I will say that it's a better environment for kids.
Yeah. My buddy Robert's got a little kid who's like eight. He'll be eight this year. And he's like, I don't know if I can take him to Arrowhead during a regular season game yet. No. I'm like, no, I trust that. I was 10 when I went to my first Chiefs game, playoff game, Lynn Elliott. I guess I was eight and it was nuts. I mean, I was just like, I have no idea what's going on. And like preseason game, not a lot of people there. You can kind of get a feel for it, see what's going on. But if you're going there to see some stuff, you ain't going to see much.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up numbers and how important they are because there's a Royals game that starts tonight for a series where three is the important number for Bob. We'll explain. Plus, we'll get into some other hot takes here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
Just a friendly reminder, the only place you can hear Chiefs versus Cardinals on Saturday at 7 o'clock is here on 96.5 The Fan. Josh Ringer's on deck show. It'll be on tonight at 6 o'clock, but tomorrow it'll be on at 5 o'clock on The Fan AM 610 for Vern's on deck show tomorrow night as the Chiefs take action, the Royals are in action, and tonight they start a three-game series against the Twins. Bob, you're saying it has to be a sweep?
Has to be a sweep, yeah. You're facing the Minnesota Twins. They gave up on life. You got to go up there and sweep them. You can't afford to lose a game to the Minnesota Twins. You just lost 2 out of 3 to Boston. Still a game under 500. You want to be a playoff team, go sweep the Minnesota Twins, no exceptions.
Tough matchup tonight against Ryan. Their best pitcher didn't get traded. Thought he was for sure going
that
to get traded.
That guy thought he was traded. Like, he packed his stuff. He was gone.
And then it, like, fell through last second, so yeah. Joe Ryan stays. But
that poor guy sitting at the airport, man.
Yeah. I mean, he's 10-5 with a 2.83 ERA. He's got half of the Minnesota Twins wins.
Unbelievable.
He looked around the locker room and said, everybody's gone but me. This sucks.
Yeah.
But no, it's Lugo tonight, Noah Cameron tomorrow. Starter not announced for Sunday.
Well, they don't have one for the... Oh, the Twins announced the start of the Royals.
Royals have it. They play Sunday at 12:05. They play tomorrow at 6:10. They play tonight at 7:10. So Royals and Chiefs in action tomorrow night. Again, Chiefs on 96.5 The Fan at 7 o'clock. The Royals on The Fan AM 6:10 with Vern's on deck show starting at 5. I'm telling you right now, you can go with me or you can go against me. Salvador Perez did a home run tonight. Is plus 425 on DraftKings.
Oh, my God. Really?
That's why I said do it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to hit that,
10
right?
bucks wins you 42.
I mean, come on now. Salvador, even if it doesn't get it, I mean, it's still plus 425 for Salvi to hit a home run tonight.
Where he absolutely rakes in
Minnesota. Is that a mistake? And I'm being serious about that. Mistake, yeah, or a stake. But is that a mistake? Odd right there? Because Salvador Perez crushes the ball in Minnesota. I feel like that's a nice bet for you tonight.
You should. I mean, it'll be locked in for me at the commercial break.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like a really nice bet tonight because Salvador Perez hits in Minnesota better than he hits anywhere else. And what is he, like 7 home runs now shy of that 300 mark? I'd love to see him get all 7 this weekend in Minnesota. Just end this damn thing, right? Get the 300. Let's go, Salvi. 7 home runs this weekend.
Yeah, your odds on favorite to hit a home run tonight are Vinny Pasquantino at plus 310, followed by Bobby Witt Jr. at plus 330, and then Salvador Perez plus 425. If you really want to get some juice, Michael Garcia is plus 700 to hit a home run.
Wow,
tonight.
That's crazy too. But I'm surprised Salvador Perez isn't the number one on the list with the odds, you know, because of how well he does hit up there in Minnesota. So that's why I'm looking at that. I'm going, is that a mistake? If it's not, hit that thing right now. Get in on that.
Which this is hilarious, but Mike Yastrzemski has better odds at home run than Salvador Perez at plus 350.
Are you kidding me?
No.
It's got to be, or is it extra juice or something like that? Is it a bonus bet? Like, what are they doing with that?
If you really want to get hard, you could have Salvador Perez hit 2 home runs. That's plus 4,500.
Oh, that's a good one.
So 10 would win you $460.
How about that?
I know that I'm
right?
hard.
That'd be a nice bet right there. I mean, that's not a long shot of a bet with the way that Salvi hits up there in Minnesota.
I mean,
so.
It's nuts. If you really want to win a lot of money, John Ray plus 6,500 to just get a hit. I'm kidding.
Oh, wow. I thought you said MJ Melendez was there.
No, you got to be on the actual MLB roster to have that. But tonight, Royals and Twins, you got Seth Lugo on the mound going against Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan's cashing in. I think that he'll be alive. But, I mean, Seth Lugo, the Royals must win 4 games out. You're 2.5 behind the Guardians and the Rangers. And then they are 1.5 behind the Yankees, who are the third wildcard team now as things are melting fast on that side of New York.
Melting fast on the other side, too, man. Juan Soto was getting lit up yesterday by everybody in New York about how lazy he is. And so they're realizing real fast that $725 million or whatever that contract was, you better hit a damn home run and hustle on every play because people are waiting to call you out. And he's been kind of lollygagging. He has 26 home runs on the year, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, 26
home runs on the year. Do you know how many of those are solo home runs?
Yeah, I mean, that's not necessarily his fault.
A lot of them are ninth inning, you know, late
18 of them.
20 or 21 of them are solo home runs. He's doing nothing when the runners are on base.
He changed his name to Juan Solo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then Han would adopt him.
Yeah, but it's like the Latino version of Star Wars.
Yeah.
What's up, man? So my name is Juan Solo.
So you got him doing nothing for the Mets right now. Now people are pissed because he's lollygagging in the outfield and all that kind of stuff. And so you make that kind of dough, man, you got to go out there and you better earn that on every single play. And so hitting solo home run after solo home run, people are down on one. So it's a mess right now with the New York baseball teams.
Playing that Colts song earlier from the text line from the 816, it's 100% that this is our Colts guy. The Colts suck. From the 660, is that Cody Tapp? That sounds like Colts hire Cody Tapp to do that song.
Yeah.
And then the last one says, that guy makes Cody sound like Prince. Oh, man. Hey, dude, that Colts guy doing that song last year got a free ticket to the Super Bowl. So maybe you guys as Chiefs fans should try to do something for a Chiefs song, because maybe they'll send you to the Super Bowl and you can actually watch your team in there, because the Colts, they ain't getting there.
No.
I guess we'll get into it a little bit later with one word, but boy, oh boy, it's a new year, but the same Chargers.
Yeah, it's same Chargers, man. What a devastating injury
Mac,
that is.
Mac, what'd you say? Ladd McConkey's still in a leg wrap, hadn't practiced since, what, June?
Yeah, he hasn't practiced in 10 days. They've got their right guard, Mekhi Becton, who he's not practicing right now.
Oh, really? He's a big addition from the Jets this past offseason.
Or from the Eagles.
Oh, that's right. He was. He's two removed from the Jets now. Yeah.
And then Najee Harris's eye appears to still be shut. So, yeah, things are going well in LA.
And their left tackle just lost his knee for the entire season after he paid 100.
Gotten ready to rock.
I mean, man. Slater goes down yesterday. And you're right. I'm not like, I don't celebrate injuries because I think they suck every year. But, like, you start to think about your own team when these things happen, right? And you're like, oh my goodness, this could happen to any of us. This could happen to every team, you know, around the National Football League. And that, you know, I'm a believer in karma, so I'm not going to sit here and go, oh my God, this is a great moment that the left tackle for the Chargers is hurt. But it definitely changes the way that you have to view the LA Chargers right now. I mean, last year we did not have a left tackle in Kansas City. It wasn't because of injury; we just didn't have one. And the Chiefs had to, you know, do everything they possibly could to win games with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid as their two guys in charge. Now you're looking at Justin Herbert, marginal quarterback at best, versus a guy in khakis, marginal head coach at best, and they've got to handle not having a left tackle out there and a running back in a leg wrap and a guy who can't open his eye right now. So if you were on the Charger bandwagon going into this season, man, I think you got to jump off this thing right now and let that train run down the hill, because I don't think they're in conversation for a playoff berth. You can't lose a guy like that on your offensive line and expect to just move along here.
You taking the Raiders to finish higher in the standings than the Chargers?
No, I don't think I'm ready to do that quite yet. I don't know. You know, I don't know. The Raiders are going to be an interesting case study this year to just kind of watch and see what they do and how much of a, like, they have an opportunity to kind of be like what happened when Andy Reid and Alex Smith came into Kansas City. You knew Alex Smith wasn't going to be the answer long term, but man, that was a stabilizing veteran inside that locker room and a legit, you know, adult head coach inside that locker room. Mm-hmm. The Raiders have that right now. They have a decent enough quarterback in Geno Smith, who's been around this league for 12 years now, right? 13th year in the league. And you have a good head coach in Pete Carroll, who's been around this league for 100 years. So I'm interested to see if they can flip the switch in a similar fashion that the Chiefs did when they brought in Andy Reid and Alex Smith. But I'm not ready to, you know, put any money on the Raiders or, you know, stake my reputation, if you will, on the Oakland Raiders doing something, because they're still, at the end of the day, the Raiders.
Yeah, put all your money on the Broncos.
I was having a conversation with somebody, a very high-ranking organization, and it was a conversation with a group of us where I was asked, somebody else in this group asked me, like, you know, hey, who's my Super Bowl pick? I said, well, you know, listen, it's all the obvious teams, right? It's like, you know, and the AFC, it's, you know, it's the Chiefs and the Bills. And if the Bengals can figure out a defense, I think the Chargers are interesting this year. And then somebody else in the group turned to this person that's with the Chiefs organization and said, what do you guys think? And they said, honestly, we're worried about the Broncos. He's like, and they were like, Bo Nix is for real. And that defense is amazing.
It's a great defense.
Like, we think the Broncos are real, and it was no disrespect to the Chargers. I don't want no bulletin board material. He wasn't saying anything bad about anyone else. He just merely said that in their division, like, they have a lot of respect for the Broncos in terms of that defense, and they think Bo Nix is legit.
Word's out.
He's citing a guy with the Chiefs organization, right? That told him that they're worried about the Broncos. What's wrong with that? They should be worried about the Broncos. That's the second best team in the division. What am I missing here on this comment from Matthew Berry? Because I heard that yesterday. I'm like, yeah, I totally agree. Like, if I'm looking at this division and I work for the Chiefs, which I don't, I know some people believe that, but if I was working for the Chiefs organization, yeah, the Denver Broncos would absolutely be the team that I'm most concerned about.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're on your radar. They were improved last year, and it seems like on paper they may even be better. But it's still, I think you won the division by what, four and a half or five games last year. That's with giving up week 18. So I think that word worried is probably the word that I would emphasize on and point at and go, I don't think the Chiefs should be worried about anyone in the AFC West. There's still a good gap there, in my opinion.
Well, there is, obviously. But I wonder if the Chiefs official that he was talking to said, we're worried about the Broncos. Or he looked at them and said, what are you guys thinking about this year or whatever? They go, well, we think the Broncos are going to be better. Like, if you're with the Chiefs organization and you're not taking the Broncos seriously, well, then you're doing it wrong. And if you were to ask me, then the question was, who are you worried about in this division? And I said, well, probably the Broncos. Well, then he's going to say, well, they're worried about the Broncos, right? They'll use that term worried. But again, I have no issue or umbrage at all with anything that Matthew Berry said there. The Broncos are the second best team in this division, and the Chiefs lost to them, obviously, at the end of the regular season, but almost lost to them as well when the game mattered, when they were playing all their starters and it came down to the blocked field goal. So who's played the Chiefs the best over the last year? Yeah, it has been the Denver Broncos in that division. So I see nothing wrong with that at all. If you're the Chiefs, Denver's probably the number one team in the division right now.
From the 816 Dollars to Donuts, he talked to an archive fan on Twitter, not someone in the game.
No, Matthew Berry works for NBC, right? And they're a partner with the league. These guys get access and conversations with people because they pay the freight. That's just the way it works, right? In the NFL, you pay the freight, you get the access, you get all of that kind of stuff. And so I'm sure Matthew Berry had an opportunity where they were all kind of sitting around talking to people in the league during the summer, and that was the conversation that came up.
He's a nice guy too. We had him on during the Super Bowl week. He's a nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah. From the 913, we have a new nickname for Bo Nix. Somebody says Stevie Nix isn't as good as Philip Rivers. What are we doing? Love it. I don't know if you saw this. For those of you that are music fans, I know this is a sidebar conversation, but the original Stevie Nix and Lindsey Buckingham album is going to be remastered and come out.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
Yeah, I think it's called like Stevie and Lindsey or Nix and Buckingham. I think it's called Nix and Buckingham.
Pre-Fleetwood Mac, then.
This is before they started. Okay. It was just a duo EP.
Oh, nice.
Not Emily's initials, but no, right. It's an EP album, so they're gonna have that come out. It's on Apple Music, Spotify, all those things.
Oh, it
so
is. Okay.
If you want if you're a big Fleetwood Mac fan, this is like the original. It's been remastered.
Is it out already?
I can look.
I'm not a huge Fleetwood Mac fan, but that's something I would listen to. You know, I mean,
for sure. Yeah. I mean, Rumors might be a top three album for me. There's zero skips on Rumors. I mean, I don't know how much Fleetwood Mac you guys love Mac, but
Mac's awesome.
No, it's let's see here. Yeah, Buckingham Nix. I forget when it comes out, but it's Buckingham Nix, Stevie Nix, and Lindsey Buckingham. It's remastered, and it's got 10 songs. It originally came out September 5th, 1973.
So it's probably going to come out September 5th, I would imagine, right?
That'd be sick. That'd
right?
be awesome.
Like, why wouldn't you?
Friday, the first day of the Chiefs, I get to get juiced up by listening to that. And then
it's a perfect time for that to come out. Right after the Labor Day holiday, fall's officially here. People are back in their routines. Drop some new music right before the biggest NFL game of the year, the first NFL game of the year. I mean,
I'll give you 100% chance that's on the patio after the Chiefs game. And I'll give you Stephen A. Smith's 40% chance.
Give him about a 40% chance. Stops there. When you get your ass kicked, like they got their ass kicked, it's a different animal. Go to the highlights, third quarter of the Super Bowl. They did not cross midfield until the third quarter. Think about that. Their first nine possessions was five plays or less. They got stomped. And Andy Reid looked ill-equipped to do anything about it. Mahomes looked ill-equipped to do anything about it. So when you have those ingredients, it's one thing if you unbeatable, D. Woody.
Yeah.
But when somebody shows you a vulnerability, you like, oh, damn, I didn't see that before when they lost.
What is going on
to
here?
Tampa Bay years ago. That was strictly about an offensive line that couldn't protect Patrick Mahomes.
You don't think that was the case this time?
I'm not saying that wasn't the case. I'm saying it was one of many things. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything. They got stomped.
Thank you for the reminder. Still, does he know that a 40% chance to make the Super Bowl before the season starts is actually awesome.
It's awesome. Right? I went and looked at the odds yesterday. I'm like, 40% chance is huge.
That now.
Their odds to make the Super Bowl right now are 19%, which is big, right? I think it's second best or whatever percentage chance to make the Super Bowl. So the odds makers say 19% chance that the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl. Like, those are the odds even when they were in their quote-unquote heyday, right, last year. It was still like 19 or 20% chance to make the Super Bowl. And so when he says a 40% chance of making the Super Bowl, that's a huge compliment. That's basically saying they're the favorite by a long shot to make it into the Super Bowl. So 40% chance, I'm all about that from Stephen A. Smith. That's a huge percentage. For me, it's 100% chance that they're going to the Super Bowl. I've seen this show before, right? This is a rerun. We've all seen this. We all know what's going to happen at the end, and it's going to be glorious along the way. They're making the Super Bowl again. And then Stephen A. Smith, again, with the word salad there. Like, that's an antipasta salad.
With goat cheese.
I mean, it has goat cheese on top. It has everything you could possibly put into a salad right there. That's what that word salad was. He's citing last year's Super Bowl. What does that have to do with anything that's going to take place this year, other than those guys using it as motivation? What they did in that game, do you really think the Kansas City Chiefs, who have had maybe five stinkers in the Andy Reid era that you can think about, right? The Indianapolis playoff game, the loss in Tennessee where they got that field goal blocked at the end, the Super Bowl there, the Super Bowl against Tampa. That's four stinkers I can think of off the top of my head in 12 years with Andy Reid. I can think of four games off the top of my head that were total stinkers.
Well, then there's the 2014 season, right? When they went 9-7.
Well, yeah. But that
there was like six stinkers in that season. But that's when they lost to Charles and all that.
I don't know
sort
if we count
stuff.
18-16 against the Steelers.
You can count that fine. But look at what we're doing here. We're like wondering if this counts as a stinker because there's been so few of them.
Here's
so,
a good ratio: more missed picks by Veach, more stinkers by Andy Reid.
I'd have to seriously look at that.
Give about a 40% chance.
That's a great number.
Thanks.
What is he doing?
40% awesome. Chance. Like Stephen A. Smith.
Stick
I guess,
to basketball.
Yeah, I guess like he doesn't get how this works. The Chiefs legitimately have a 19% chance of making it to the Super Bowl, and he thinks he's insulting them by saying they have a 40% chance of making it to the Super Bowl when that is a huge percentage chance of making it to the Super Bowl. So thanks, Stephen. That's a great compliment.
Give about 40% chance.
But then going on and citing the Super Bowl last year because you can't remember anything else about the Chiefs. I mean, they added offensive linemen. They took their weakest position and made it stronger. I think I texted you guys last night. If Veach was the GM of Cincinnati, they would have revamped that entire defense this offseason.
Higgins would have been traded.
Absolutely. 100%. Right. And I almost texted you that as well. Either Chase or Higgins would not be on that roster if Brett Veach was running the Cincinnati
Bengals
right
been
now.
Signed and trade. They would have figured out a Hendrickson thing. That would have been dealt
First
with.
Off,
he
Brett
would not
Veach
be
wouldn't have been there after 2 years. They wouldn't have extended him.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah,
you're
way too expensive, dude.
Give him about a 40% chance.
I will say
40% chance. Okay.
Like, he's right. They got their asses kicked, but it's
sure.
Not,
yeah.
But like, that's because of the Eagles. I think people are like, oh, the Chiefs. No, that's how good the Eagles are. Other teams cannot do that.
Right.
And I don't think the Eagles will be able to do that.
Got his ass kicked that night by Matt Derrick.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to get back to this because I'm a huge Fleetwood Mac and I keep getting caught. This is the track listing for Rumors.
Oh, okay.
First song, Secondhand News. Second song, Dreams.
Smash.
Third, Never Going Back Again. Fourth, Don't Stop, Believing. Five, Go Your Own Way. Six, Songbird.
Wow.
Flip the album over. The Chain, You Make Love and Fun, I Don't Want to Know, Oh Daddy, Gold Dust Woman.
Damn.
You don't have to skip the album.
That's amazing. Like,
top three album of all time, baby.
Smash.
Never Going Back Again. That's, if I could ever play the guitar, I'd play it like Lindsey Buckingham. Like, if I could have one.
Loved her. She was great.
Like, if the Lord could be like, you can have one talent. You can have Patrick Mahomes' arm. You can have Lindsey Buckingham's guitar skills or Prince's looks.
Mahomes would be a distant third on that list.
Lindsey Buckingham's guitar. Imagine if I had that, I'd be that guy.
Yeah,
hey,
for
guys,
sure.
How you guys doing? Welcome to my patio, Dusty. Why'd you bring your guitar? You'll see, Bob.
Well, if you're playing at patios, then you don't have Lindsey Buckingham. You got to be playing stadiums and making money off of that deal. But yeah, Patrick Mahomes is a distant third on that list,
I'm
if you're asking.
I'm just a 5'8 guy with Patrick Mahomes' arms. So yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah. And also, too, your career's very short as an NFL quarterback. Lindsey Buckingham played until his 70s.
Give him about a 40% chance.
I mean, what a stupid-ass comment by Stephen A. Smith. 40% chance. All right, let me see where that would be. Oh my God, nobody has a 40% chance based on the odds.
I've never heard of any of those songs. Oh God, who's Lindsey Buckingham? Do some research. Coming up on the other side, Chiefs answering what the four American cities are most popular wise. We'll discuss ours as well. I might give you a surprise answer here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Give about 40%.
Text coming in with about a 40% chance. Just bought a Powerball ticket. I'll take my 40% chance.
So according to some of the odds that I found on AI, however you want to do it, it's you know, whatever pops up, right? The Buffalo Bills are the leaders in the clubhouse at a 20.4% chance of making the Super Bowl, according to CBS Sports, right?
To win
Yeah. The Chiefs are at 11%, which is fourth best. Ravens 17.4, Philadelphia 18.3, Buffalo 20.4. This gentleman's giving us a 40% chance of making it to the Super Bowl.
What chance, Stephen A. Smith, do you give me to get laid tonight?
Give him about a 40% chance.
Take it.
It's pretty good. Solid. Yeah. I would not take that chance if I was me.
Oh, you're giving me less?
No, for myself.
For yourself,
I go about 110%. Yeah.
We go out there, we get 110% tonight. I think we have 110% tonight. Yeah. Give about a 40% chance.
Dear God, what are we doing, Stephen A?
Come on, man.
Hey, he's giving us free content.
It really is. You know? It's unbelievable.
So, thank you for that.
I feel like that's going to be one that probably makes its way through the entire season, right? Like that's one of those drops and comments and things that we kind of refer back to over the course of the year.
Hopefully. Also, make sure you are listening live on Sunday at 9 a.m. Mac Morey's Fantasy Football Show returns. He'll give you some guys' ADP. Bob, you want to take a shot at what ADP stands for?
Average drive per play.
No, that'd be ADPP. and AARP. You're not familiar with that
yet,
thankfully.
No, I am not yet, thankfully. But you are.
Yes, as of yesterday. As of yesterday.
Yeah.
The tweets were hilarious. The Nike shoes sandals. I could smell those sandals.
Oh, those sandals. Through the screen. Now, let me ask you this. Were you smelling the leather or were you smelling the feet?
Where the toes are.
Yeah, yeah. You were smelling some funk down there yesterday. Yeah, I was at the shoe store with my daughter. First pair she saw, she bought. It was unbelievable, right?
In and out. Trolling me, turning 38.
I was finding every old man's shoe and putting it on Twitter. And, yeah, hey, Dusty, happy 38th birthday.
Yeah, dude.
White New Balances are in your future. Some guy's like, that's a good mowing shoe. Please. No. You have given up on life if you're wearing those shoes that I sent you yesterday. That mandel that was woven with bad leather.
Yeah.
And then the white New Balance. If you're wearing either of those shoes, you have quit life. You have checked out, man.
Preseason game number one for the Kansas City Chiefs against the Arizona Cardinals, game one, Saturday at 7 o'clock, right here on 96.5 The Fan. We were actually recording with Andy, and a video came up, and this actually was a video before the Chiefs video did it, where they were asking people at Barstool, what are the four major cities in the United States?
Right.
And the top three, I think, are non-debatable.
Non-debatable. New York, LA, and Chicago.
Right.
Your fourth city is open for conversation.
This
right?
is what the Chiefs players had to say.
What are the four major cities in the U.S.? New York, LA, Kansas City, and Cleveland.
So coming from a foreigner somewhat, New York, Chicago, yep. LA, Miami.
New York, LA, Chicago, D.C.
D.C. I changed my answer from Miami to D.C.
Well, we know Boston's one of them.
Los Angeles, Bossier City,
LA, Miami, Atlanta, and Houston.
New York, Miami, LA, Chicago.
New York, Los Angeles, Miami, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Houston, Dallas, Tampa, San Antonio, Miami, Houston, Dallas, Atlanta, Vegas.
We got Chicago, Dallas. New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, or something like that.
You said what?
New York City, LA, Miami, and Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
All that matters.
Dallas, Texas, San Diego, New York.
San Diego.
Oh, yeah, LA.
Sacramento. That's all I'm going to say.
ATL.
New York,
Los
LA.
Los Angeles.
Detroit, got to be one. Man.
Detroit.
Detroit. not Detroit.
LA.
New York.
Cali.
That's LA.
So if I had to give you my top four, hilarious audio there.
So great.
I would say, in no particular order, New York, LA, Chicago, Houston.
Houston is a good one. I just. I go to Houston once a year for Fesco Fest, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say I'm in Houston a lot. I don't know what the appeal is, though, for Houston. Like, when I like
Ron Hughley?
Yeah, but really the entire state of Texas outside of like San Antonio and Austin and some of the smaller towns, the big cities don't offer me a whole lot as far as culture goes in Texas. Like, you know, we do baseball trips every year. We always look for something to do on the day of Friday because there's no game and we're just kind of killing time and we're past the point of drinking for 17 hours because we'll never make the game at that point. We got Drew to deal with and it's a mess, right? So you look for something to do. In Dallas, we got kicked out of the Bush Presidential Library because we snuck in. I did realize that you had to pay, and they're like, sir, you didn't pay, so you got to go, which was fine. And then in Houston, we were looking for something to do. And the best thing that we saw outside of the NASA stuff, because we didn't want to invest a whole, the funeral museum is in Houston. They have a museum dedicated to funerals, just like the Hare Museum and Independence. You know, you got some weird things like that, but there wasn't much going on. And yeah. So I understand Houston is big. It's massive. There's so many people that live there. But I don't know, like,
2.3 million people in Houston.
Yeah, two major airports, all that, sports teams, crazy. Like, but from a to-do standpoint, I don't know. There's just not a lot to do down there. But it is one of the top, it probably population-wise, fourth or fifth most populated city in America.
Vegas, 678,000 people per population, not counting the tourists, probably. Mm-hmm. Atlanta, 520,000.
Yeah.
Miami's 487,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the other one? Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, D.C.
7.9 million.
Yeah.
So maybe D.C.'s up there.
Yeah, D.C.'s an interesting one. I would combine that D.C., Baltimore whole region, you know, into one. But I think if you're going, I think Houston's a good call for that. I think Dallas could be an actually a good answer for that based on how many people live there. Philadelphia, based on how many people live there as well. I'm not really sure which one I would have for my fourth city, but I would probably lean towards a Miami because I feel like people want to be in Miami, right? That seems like a cool vibe city. I mean, it is. We were there for the Super Bowl. It's an awesome city to visit. Living there, ooh, I'll tell you what, man. You're in some serious trouble if you're living down there. But so what do you have, Mac?
Yeah, I like Miami, too. Someone brings up Phoenix. If you're just going off population.
Good call.
You know, fifth in population. Bias, but if you're going off like culture vibe, people want to be there. Also, massively growing. Nashville is going to be on that short list.
Right.
I don't think they're there yet, but they are growing at a massive, massive rate.
Yep.
So I put Nashville up on that short list. I think DC's good. I'm with you on Houston, man. I've got a lot of family there, so I've gone there quite frequently. It's just not my favorite place.
Like, what do you do there?
Yeah,
like, what's the cultural draw to Houston? You know, like, what am I looking at? Like, San Antonio, you got the Alamo, mm-hmm, right? Like, mm-hmm. Certain cities, you got the, and I'm a big history guy.
Is there
you
a
go
basin see at the Alamo?
There is, yeah. Pee Wee's Bike is down there. And so you go and you see all these things. Like, oh, I want to see this or I want to see that. There's something cool to see in this city or, you know, a Washington, D.C. is has the monuments. You know, there's certain things you want to see. You say you're going to Houston. Other than going to the original Nymphas, like, what do you want to see in Houston?
I think of sweat and traffic.
Yeah.
That's what I think of.
A lot of humidity.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, yeah. Some good food.
Yep, some good food, yeah.
Right. But, yeah, I think that's interesting because that, like, viral stuff took over the world. And they also interviewed the Chiefs players, like, what's their favorite type of wing?
Mm-hmm.
Lemon pepper was like far and away the favorite.
It was
everyone's favorite. And then there's a few that are like buffalo hot. And then she's like lemon pepper. And they're like the dry rub. I've never had like a wet lemon pepper.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly.
Oh, is there a wet lemon
pepper?
That's
what I was saying. Like a couple of them were like the dry kind, though. I'm like, is there a wet lemon pepper sauce?
I don't know that I'd want a wet lemon pepper.
No.
Like, now Saturday, I want to smoke out wings and I want to use lemon pepper rub.
Hell yeah. Yes. Lemon pepper is really good on chicken and wings and all that kind of stuff.
Imagine that guy. Like that's the garage conversation I've always talked about. Like imagine that person that was like, you know, I'm going to combine lemon with pepper.
Well, it's kind of like how the Reese's peanut butter, where two officers got into an accident and the peanut butter ended up in the chocolate and it was Officer Reese's. You've heard that story.
Yeah. Just watch Family Guy. They explain it.
I think that was, I read that in a book. There was a novel about that.
That book's coming out soon.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Coming up on the other side, we get to preseason game one, and Max got his Chiefs question. We are Eric Berry. Eric Berry.
Very scary.
Coming 29 days away. Mac will give us his Chiefs question on the other side here. 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports. 96.5 The Fan.